feel like I'm at the beginning of a new part of the story. The story started, obviously, 20 years ago when I gave my life to him. And shortly thereafter, I really dedicated myself to missions, and that's what my husband and I wanted to do. We had a heart for Tanzania and East Africa, and that's where we planned to go after we finished some of our training. And so we went after our training to Africa. We were there for almost a year when I was pregnant with my first child, and I got really sick with malaria, and it was high risk, and I had to come home. And when we came home, we had nothing. We had no insurance, we had no home, we had no car, we had nothing. And that dream of being in missions kind of went away. And we just got plugged back into life in America. My husband did some youth pastoring for about 4 years. And then after that, it was like, we're done with church and ministry because there were some hardships. And so for the past 10 years, he went into the corporate world, was making a lot of money. We had more children, you know, our lives moved us to a different city. And then in the past couple of years, God said, nope, I had missions for you guys. And so it's recently come back around, and we moved to Haiti in October full time. And so I feel like it's a new chapter. About 6 years ago, we were not thinking of adoption, and we saw a picture of a little boy, and immediately I knew that that was my son. And so I prayerfully told my husband, and he's like, what are you thinking? And over some time, he through prayer, it became his heart too, that yeah, we were to go and adopt this child who was available for adoption. And he was in Haiti. And so we went down, and interestingly enough, the boy in the picture that we had seen, my friend had told me his name was David, but really his name was Jeff. And so we had prayed and actually talked to the people that we wanted to adopt David. And then we found out later that no, that's actually Jeff. So we're like, well, who's David? And then, so we met this other little boy. And so then God really was clear, no, I want you to adopt two boys. And so we started that process. And this, you know, going to Haiti over 2 years during the process, we became involved with the mission and that was already there. And the boys came home in 2008. And then January 12th, 2010, massive earthquake in Haiti. And my husband went down 2 days afterward and did relief for about 6 weeks straight. And because we had to get to the other kids at the orphanage, and because we didn't know how they were, and we knew that resources were running out. But right before the earthquake, we had started talking about what would it look like if we moved there. And we had just built our dream house. We had signed a big, huge mortgage, and you know, here we were thinking to abandon that. So when he had gone for the earthquake relief, he came back and he's just like, I can't do both. I can't have this full time, you know, high stress job, you know, 12 hours a day, and still come home and try to do what I can with Haiti and raise 5 kids and be faithful to our relationship in a way that's nurturing and loving. And it's just too much. I have to make a choice. Either I'm just going to stick to my job and keep making money and doing what I do, or, you know, it's got to be Haiti, you know. It took us about another year just to get the support we needed and, you know, for everything to kind of come into place. There's a challenge when you tell your family that, hey, mom, dad, we're moving to Haiti. It's a third world country with your 5 grandchildren. And they're okay with Scott and April going to Haiti. But you start messing with grandchildren, it's like a different story. Like, what? No, you can't do that. Yeah, well, that's where God's calling us. And So there was that, there was a little bit of struggle for them, you know, but eventually they came around and were able to deal with it. But at first we felt like they were very negative and against it. Secondly, you know, you have to sell this house that we just built, that, in an economy, in a market that is floundering, and we just think, wow, we made the huge mistake building this house, and now we're not going to be able to sell it, and we really didn't want to go to Haiti with this big debt, and but God provided renters, totally different way than what we thought. And then raising support, going from a six-figure job to nothing, and depending on the family of God to take care of us, and for God to raise people up who want to support us, who believe in us, and He did. And it was just amazing to see all those things come into play. So for every obstacle that we thought, wow, this is big, how are you going to do this? You know, the answer came so quickly and so easily. So I don't know. I'm sure, and then of course there's the fear and there's the doubt, and am I equipped? Am I able? Who am I? I mean, who am I that I think that I can go and, you know, does Haiti really need us? I mean, it's got 10,000 NGOs in Haiti. Why us? Why now? And so you deal with that personally, like your worth, your value, why? So when I look at my life, all the things that we had, I mean, he had a great job. I was able to stay home with the kids, and, you know, we were so blessed in so many ways. And all of our problems were first world problems, right? You know, and so the sacrifice to me just really, that I look at it and I'm just like, that's really nothing, because people who have nothing give so much more, and I pale in comparison to them. And I don't really feel like that what I've given up is huge or big or anything, but it's what God was requiring of us, and we were just trying to be obedient to what He was asking us to do. And it's going to look different for other people. It's going to be hard. There's going to be sacrifice. There's going to be death to self. We know all that's true. Because I feel so weak, you know? And He's like, yeah, that's what I want. I want you to be weak. I want to be weak so that I can display my power, so that I can display my strength, so I can display to you that my grace is sufficient. You don't need anything else but me. And so I'm humbled by it, because He loves me that much. And He loves us that much.